WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you believed its advanced billing, you would already have pegged The Adventures of Baron Munchausen as one of the all-time movie fiascos, a Heaven's Gate for children of all ages. The film's shooting was plagued by disasters, and the budget eventually soared from its original $23 million to somewhere around $40 million. Terry Gilliam, the director, had been the animator for Monty Python, but lately he'd developed a reputation as a kind of anti-Hollywood bad boy, who was now overplaying his hand. And yet, the big surprise is that despite its lumps and longueurs, The Adventures of Baron Munchausen has real magic. The Munchausen fairy tales have been a part of European folklore since the late 18th century. Gilliam's movie begins when the Baron himself shows up during a theatrical performance based on his yarns and tramps onto the stage to object that the players have got everything wrong. All hell is breaking loose anyway, because the Turkish army is besieging the city. Munchausen decides to save the day by regathering his former comrades in arms, all of whom have supernatural powers, and defeating the Turks. And before we know it, we're off to parts hitherto unknown. In this scene, for instance, Munchausen, played by the Shakespearean actor John Neville, hurtles into a volcano and finds himself facing none other than Vulcan, played to the hilt by Oliver Reed.
Can I help you, tiny mortal?
I sincerely hope so. I'm Baron Munchausen. You may have heard of me. My friends and I are looking for three men. One with exceptional eyesight, one with superb hearing and powerful lungs, and one who is extremely large and strong.
Oh, we're all extremely large and strong here.
Terry Gilliam has always been a collagist. His Monty Python animations derived much of their charm from the way he used the stately, antiquated images he stole from Dürer and Bronzino to act out his own all-American slapsticks. And in Munchausen, he combines the candy apple sheen of Fellini with the soaring spaciousness of a latter-day Piranesi to create a peculiarly exalted fantasy world. Munchausen unveils a universe at once vast and strangely elastic, where miles can be traversed in moments, and the strictures of space and time miraculously contravened. Gilliam turns a Turkish sultan's castle into a voluptuous circus. He lets Munchausen dance with Venus herself. Best of all, he creates a kingdom on the moon that's a breathtaking amalgam of Descartes, de Chirico, and of all things, Robin Williams, who plays its king as the mind-body dichotomy come to life. His head keeps flying off, the better to escape the body's pedestrian lusts. The movie stalls at times, and there's a bit too much preaching about the wonders of fantasy and the evils of rationality. And worse, Gilliam has the same problem here that he had in Brazil. He reaches heights halfway into the movie that make all that follows feel anticlimactic. But no matter. Those heights are payoff enough for a dozen fantasies. The Adventures of Baron Munchausen is not only Gilliam's best film. It's one of the few screen fairy tales that, like The Thief of Baghdad or Pinocchio before it, can genuinely enchant adults as well as children, widening their eyes and rekindling their awe.